clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, happy Thursday, everybody. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. We got a lot going on here. I had a blast yesterday with those young ladies from Cheyenne for the Red Dirt Rodeo. The Princes, the Junior Queen, and the Queen. I feel sorry for the parents of that little princess. Let's see, what was her name? I got it wrote down here. Hang on a second. It was Julie. Julie Aaron. She's going to be a pistol. She already is a pistol. Anyway, that's good. You guys, the youth rodeos, not the junior, but the youth rodeo is tonight. And I think it's free admission. I think it starts at 6. And then the Red Dirt Rodeo starts tomorrow evening at 7 and also Saturday evening. So you guys get a chance. Head on up there to Cheyenne, America, and capital of Roger Mills County, and check out the Red Dirt Rodeo. That was a blast with those young ladies yesterday. Thanks for coming in. Let's check out some temperatures. It's crazy. 80 degrees at Hollis and Mangum, 76 at Eric, 69 at Cheyenne, 65 at Arnett, 62 at Slapout, and 83 degrees at Guymon. Just everywhere. So, what is this here? Yeah, Lahoma, 65 degrees. Temperatures are everywhere. Just crazy. It's nice. It's beautiful. It's going to be a little chilly. What is it, tomorrow night? Something somewhere in there. It's going to be a little chilly. Get the old hoodies out. Shake the dust off of them. 63 at Lipscomb, 68 at Canadian, Texas, 78 at McLean, 79 at Wellington, and 82 degrees at Odell. Okay, what do we got going on here today? The new Penny News is out. I just got my new copy a while ago, and all kinds of good stuff in there. I was reading in there Jerry Nine's column that he puts in here. Let me open it up. It's pretty interesting. At the cattle auction the other day, one of the buyers came the comment, I can't believe how much ahead some people are giving for these calves. My comment, I promise you quite a few buyers don't know how much per head it is until they figure it out with their calculator. Now, for some, possession is the name of the game and think to themselves, I simply got to have them, whatever they cost. Most using the philosophy are thinking, well, the last set or two worked when I thought they were high, so get them. One thing they better consider is the last set or two was at a lower dollar per head. Often in this business, a lot of potential buyers, whether stockers or feeders, put their faith in what the next buyer thinks. Or sometimes they listen to the loudest so-called expert at the local convenience store. That's where I get all my information from my shows, is at the round tables at all the convenience stores and restaurants. The reason I say most don't know how much per head they are given occurs because of the sale, the bidding, and the auctioneer is going so fast. I've been blessed with being able to figure quickly in my head. The other day, I was buying for another man who told me the most dollars per head he wanted them to cost. I had previously written down on a card a cheat sheet with what I could give for every 20 pounds different. And every time I was over that amount. My point is, at $5 a pound, one extra bid in a few pounds stacks up to a lot of dollars, according to Mr. Jerry Nine. So also in there, on the Today in Ag pages in the Penny News, you'll find a page load, two page loads of all my sponsors for the show here at Elk City and for up at Woodward. And a lot of good ones. You guys get a chance, go by some of these businesses like Everett's Welding, County Line Supply, Blair Tire, SEI Agritech, Central Crop Care out of Hobart, BT Butchers, Mobile Butchers, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, speaking of Oklahoma Farm Bureau, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Up north, we got Dewey's Custom Hay. Oh, man, they're just Hobart Farm and Garden at Hobart, Great Plains Bank, Sealing State Bank at Sealing, Elk City Co-op here. There's just a bunch of them. Check them out in there in the Today and Ag page, and if you get a chance, please do some business with them. They've been really loyal to me, sponsoring the show here on KCO and at KWFX 100.1 at Woodward. It's all fun. Also, remember, I'm live on Facebook on the KECO Facebook page. I'm live on KECOFM.com. I upload my shows as a podcast every day, so you can find them on Apple or wherever. Just Google Today in Ag, and it'll come up. And I appreciate all you guys helping me out with the show and being loyal listeners. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading amid favorable weather conditions in several growing countries and on continued harvest pressure in the United States. Rainfall in Central and Northern Europe will favor wheat germination and corn growth as it improves soil moisture, according to Don Kenning, an agriculture meteorologist for Maxar. Precipitation is expected in several countries, including France, Germany, and Poland. In Australia, ranch rain is forecast for the states of New South Wales, parts of South Australia, and Western Australia. Canadian farmers in central and western growing areas will likely take advantage of dry weather to collect their crops, though the harvest will be slowed in the eastern wheat belt. I will tell you what's going to be going on in Canada and northern United States this weekend. There's a really, really super good chance of frost going on. So they're going to have to deal with that also. Futures were also pressured overnight as spring wheat harvest in the U.S. moves forward. About 72% of the crop was in the bin at the start of the week, up from 53% 7 days earlier and ahead of the prior five-year average of 71. The U.S. winter harvest wrapped up just over a week ago. Wheat futures for December delivery was down 6 cents to 516 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Kansas City lost 5.5 at $5.75 a bushel. Corn futures fell 0.75 cents for December for 417.25. Soybeans for November delivery dropped 4.5 to 1027 a bushel. Soy meal fell 30 cents to 282.20 a short ton. And soybean oil futures were down 0.15 cents to 51.69 cents a pound. The Renewable Fuels Association applauded the passage of the Assembly bill in California State Senate that would allow sales of E15, saying the state is a step closer to cleaner fuel use. The Senate voted 39-0 to pass the bill, which moves on to Governor Newsom's desk for final approval. The governor last year said ethanol blends have had a massive potential and will lower gas prices and keep air clean, the association said in a statement. Researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, said the U.S. Naval Academy said in its report last year that consumers may see a $2.7 billion savings annually by having E15. California is the only state that doesn't yet allow sales of the blend. Imagine that. What's going on with the weather in our ag belt, according to the National Weather Service? Not a whole lot, just a bunch of wind. I guess in the Dakotas and parts of Michigan and Wisconsin, 50 to 60 mile an hour winds today. So if you're headed that direction, not going to be good. It doesn't say which direction it's going to be. Probably out of the south. Probably out of the north because that cold front's coming through there. So you guys be careful headed up that direction. All right, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling, someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with, and people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises. And now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes, but for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat to the exact specifications, and since we processed the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat, and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Awesome. I love that commercial from Becky that talking about too busy to talk, eating good beef at the table. Dang right, dang straight. All right, let's check out some weather in the Texas Panhandle. McLean, 80 degrees, humidity's 48, dew point's 58. The winds are out southeast at a whopping 6 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 21 miles an hour. No rainfall so far this month, and 80 in soil temperature is 80 degrees. All right, let's go ahead and check out the Central Crop Care LLC grain market update. Out of here. Hey, bear with me. There we go. Come on. There you go. All right. December corn, 419, up 1. March is 436, up 3 quarters. Soybeans for November, 1028, down 2 and 3 quarters. November is 1047. January is 1047, down 2 and 3 quarters. Soybean meal, October, 280, 10, up 250. Soybean oil is down for October at 5113. Where are you at? Hard red, winter wheat, December, 505, down 4.5. March is 526, down 4 cattle. What's going on there? Not good. A lot of red. Live cattle for October, 236.50, down 182. December, 238.15, down 210. Feeders for September, 359.40, up 267. October's 358.15, up 267, down 267. October's 358.15, down 335. And November's 357.35, down 37. When I brought this report up about 11:30, the feeders were in the green. So that just shows you something's happened for it to drop that much. We'll see what's happening. See if I can find out. Lean hogs, October 94, 72, down 90. I had too many people on the show yesterday, so I didn't get to go over the Beaver Livestock Market Report. Let's see what happened there Tuesday, right after Labor Day. 4,178 head were sold. Bred heifers were averaging, I think they messed that up. Wow, it says average 376.91 a head, so that's wrong. Let's look here. I think they had some misprints on there, so I'll just pass the bred heifer. Looks like the ones that are the right numbers are right. It was anywhere from 2,000 to 2,700 per head. Bulls, there was 26 of them, average weight 1603, average price 203.66, $3,265 per head. And looks like Black Bull, weighing 2215, brought 204, was the big seller at $4,518.60. For my man down there at Reed, Oklahoma, Charlet Bull, weighing 1775, brought a little over $3,300. Did all right. For White Bull, bull calves. Let's see how many bull calves they had. 95 bull calves, weighing 508. $382.99 was the average price. $1,946.18 per head. Calves. Had a baby calf, brought $500. Cows, quite a few of those. Let me scroll. I got to scroll through this report. Sorry. 358 head of cows were sold. Average weight, 1114. Average price, 198.33 per hundred weight. 2209.97 per head. That's all the cows. So top sellers, there was a couple of three red pears brought. I don't know why they got the pears in here, but three red pears brought $5,550 per head. Looks like on the slaughter cows, around $2,400 to $2,500 was top sellers on the slaughter. Heifer calves, quite a few of those, 706 head, average weight 505, 413.08 per hundred weight, $2,086.86. And somebody asked me the other day, when I read these reports, I talk about heifer calves and heifer yearlings. For the most part, heifer calves, I believe, if I'm wrong, somebody can correct me on the text line. The calves are not weaned. The yearlings are. They're basically stockers already. So on the heifer yearlings, it was 513 head, average weight 741, average price 349.05, $2,585.97 little pennies, Lincoln pennies per head, almost $2,600 a head. Here we go. Pears. Pears were bringing $4,100. Steer calves, quite a few of those. There we go. 1,059 head of steer calves, average weight 539, average price 443.65, $2,393.35 per head. Let me scroll back up here and see what the top sellers was. There was a bunch of them. It looks like the four weights were dominant. Four to five weights were really high. There was some four weights bringing 536. Some three weights bringing, what I see, 572, 579, 535. These were all in, the heavy three weights. Doing really good, bringing almost $2,000 for a 369-pound calf. Crazy. All right, yearling, steers. They was 1,390 head of those. Average weight 903. Average price $344.25. A little over $3,106 average per calf on those. Let's see what the top sellers was. Basically, there was bringing. There was some that weighed 1,185, brought 3,400. There was 100 head weighing $1,073. Brought 334 per hundred weight. That ended up being $3,584.82 per head. What is that? How much money is that? My brain. Let's just do the math right here live on the show. 100 head times 3584 equals $358,400. Get to make that tractor payment now. So, all right, livestock. Let's continue on with livestock. Let's go. The reports are out from the Oklahoma Weekly Auction Summary. Total receipts last week in Oklahoma, 29,530 head. Now it's on a holiday. Well, this is a holiday week. Last reported the week before on the 18th of September, 25,000 head. Last year, 25,433 head were sold. Compared to last week, feeder steers over 800 pounds, $2 to $8 higher. Under 800 pounds, $10 to $13 higher. Steer calves, $1 to $7 higher. Feeder heifers and heifer calves, steady to $5 higher. Demand was very good. Slaughter cows and bulls are steady. Widespread rain fell across a lot of Oklahoma in that week and improved soil conditions, and farmers are now preparing equipment for upcoming wheat planting season. Supply was 90% feeder cattle, 6.2% for slaughter cattle, and 4% for replacement. Texas. Total receipts, 5,733 head compared to 8,100 the week before. But that's on par with last year's 5,776 head. Looks like compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers sold $4 higher, steady to $4 higher. Demand was good. A cold front moved across the region, dropping temperatures into the 70s and bringing some much-needed rain into the region ahead of winter wheat planting that should start in the next couple weeks. You guys are way behind. I know there's some up there down not too far from my house. Up, looks good. Supply included 82% feeder cattle, 13.4% slaughter cattle, and 4.2% replacement cattle. And that's from your sale barn receipts in the big state of Texas. All right, let's go ahead and take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Safety tip of the week. One of my listeners texted in, be sure and strap your protein tubs down when you go to the store and buy them. Yes, it's a must. And then he sent me a picture of this protein tub that was smashed flat. Yeah, them protein tubs will slide around pretty easy on the back of your truck. So make sure you strap them things down. Also, guys, I'm already seeing a few balls of wrap along the highway. I'm sure guys are weaning calves or whatever they're doing. Go ahead and get you one of those catch-alls. And I'll try to remember where they're all at here in my head. There's Ray's Boot here, Ray's Saddle and Boot Repair here in Elk City. I think Wheeler General Stores got them at Wheeler. And I just had a... Well, brain just went dead. There's all kinds of places to get your catch-all. But get that catch-all and get it mounted on the back of your truck or your feed box or whatever. It's good for sacks, pop cans, beer cans, hay wrap, everything. Trash. It'll hold it, too. I love mine. There's a lot of them. Not Washtenaw County, but Greer County. I see them everywhere. I'll get a list of where all you can get those from. And sorry about that. You can get them online too. Check out Catch All online. I think it's at 4AG on 4AG's website that you can get those. And then what else is there? That's it. Let's go ahead and take that Roger Mills County Farm Bureau break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant your fall cover crops and set your fields up for success. We have the seed that you need to protect and enrich your soil all season long. And remember, we are a proud Livestock Nutrition Center authorized dealer. Feed that keeps your herd healthy and strong. Stop by or call us today and get everything you need. SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City, Oklahoma, and follow us on Facebook.
So there's a company out there that has a certain color. All the farmers and stuff think their oil has to be used in those certain color of tractors, and it's just not true. So here at Camrock, we have the same specification oil as the other brand, where people think that they have to use that for a certain color on their tractors and stuff like that, but we have the same oil specifications as they do. Works just as well, does the same thing, lubes it just the same. Price comparison is, it's not even a comparison. We have a better price than anybody around on that type of oil. I use it at our place. My son uses it for our colored tractors that we have, and a lot of other farmers use it too. It's the same oil, specifications are the same. It's kind of a myth where they think that it's got to be that certain type of oil for that color of tractor.
Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
We have a better price than anybody around on that type of oil.
Meet AgSense 365 from Valley. They've combined their best in-class remote irrigation management applications into one powerful platform. Easily manage everything from pivots to pumps and more, anytime, anywhere, all with AgSense 365. Contact Knutson Irrigation at 1-800-373-9325 today to learn more about AgSense 365, the most intuitive app for remote irrigation management. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind.
I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high-pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in 5 states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that, too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook, but mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Goodwill, Oklahoma. Here is your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather report update. 75, 2.64, humidity 68. The winds are out of the south at 8 miles an hour. 75 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 77, sunset at 8:12, 95 today, 53 tonight, and 66 tomorrow. Yeehaw! Here we go. Fall is here. Let's see here. What was I going to? One of my listeners texted in. It's True to Cow Thursday. I have your next year's hay crop in the bin at 20 cents a pound. Nice seed, been cleaned. Beardless, Cheyenne America, I'm going to do him a favor today. I'm going to throw out his phone number, 480-445-5272, 445-7276, is his number at Cheyenne. If somebody's looking for some beardless Truticale, it's Truticale Thursday. I like it. Maybe we should do that. Have like seed Thursdays on fall planting. Do wheat. As long as you got a license to see, sell, though, I got to have that. And yeah, good time. All right. Oh, yes. I was talking about the catch-all that you can put on your truck. I'm telling you, my mind goes into a big cloud. I don't even remember what my wife's name is sometime on the show until she texts me in there. But Hobart Farm and Garden at Hobart America has the catch-alls. So does Wheeler General Store and Ray's Saddle and Boot Repair here in Elk City's got them. And like I said, if you'll get on the numeral four ag website, they got them on there too. Put one on your truck, guys. Let's be better stewards of the land and keep your hay wrap. And also, you deer hunters, you need to get some too. And quit leaving your corn sack. You're like trailing a blood on a deer. You can see those corn sacks all up and down the county roads and the highways. So please just on the serious side, please secure your trash sacks, whatever you got, and make sure the State Department and the county boys don't have to pick them up. Okay, let's see here. Let's see what Machinery Pete has got to say today. Here's his Pete's Pick of the Week. A Steiger 715 and a Gleaner S98 steals the show, is what he's saying. The passing of Labor Day weekend always signifies a special time in the farm community. The long, hot dog days of summer are finally in the rearview mirror, and the vast potential of another harvest season is on the horizon. In the used farm equipment buying world, post-Labor Day is also a special time. Machinery Pete says it's always, almost always, the best time to be a buyer in the market. And notice he said almost always. And this fall is shaping up to be that way once again. I would say for 25, if you're thinking about updating your used equipment, I think it's a tremendous time right now to call your local dealer or to go aggressive on the auction market, Pete declares. Pete has over 30 years under his well-known worn leather belt in the used equipment auction world. He's confident telling buyers to go out and pound the pavement for deals because he's crunched the data over at machinerypete.com. Right now, he says pricing is starting to solidify on late model used equipment, so there are some good deals to be had. With that in mind, Pete also shares his picks of the week on Monday's episode of AgriTalk. His highlighted pick turned into this 2025 Case IH Steiger 715 quad tracks tractor and a 2006 Gleaner S98 combine. The bad boy came in with only 250 hours on it, and it sold for $609,000 at an auction in Iowa. While the price tag would seem high to most, it's actually below the average used auction price for a 2025 Steiger 715. Well, of course it is. It's a brand new tractor almost. There's not that many on the auction block. And the thing is basically brand new. It is a good-looking tractor. I'm not going to lie. I can't believe that Sugar Daddy didn't go buy it. And then, the almost 10-year-old Gleaner Combine from Abilene, Kansas, with 664 separation hours on it, sold for $191,000 at a Big Iron online retirement auction. Again, for a 9-year-old machine to push $200,000 like that, it was beautiful condition, but there's pretty strong hard, but that's a pretty strong hard cash price right there. He said, looking ahead, Pete is excited about keeping some tabs on an auction coming up September 9th. Merit Auctions online live large dealer auction sale. Merit, M-E-R-I-T. Doesn't have the extra T on there, the extra R, like out here south of town. And you can go to that and find some details on that sale. It's a great lineup of equipment, Pete says. 5 combines, 31 tractors, 5 sprayers, 5 skid steers, all late model, to me is a great opportunity, because I think if we go another year, year and a half with these tight times, nobody buys any new equipment. What will happen is whenever corn and bean prices do go up, you're going to have everybody at the same time wanting to update. And that's when prices become unhinged. So here's another auction on September 9th. He said he's keeping an eye on. And it looks like it is. Hang on here. Adam Marshall Land and Auction LLC. Adam Marshall Land and Auction LLC. It says there's no buyer fees. It's got a 2018 Vermeer ZR5 1200 self-propelled baler for sale with 1139 hours on it. What else he got? A Case IH Maximum 145 with only 393 hours on it, and it has a loader. What else is there that I think might be interesting? I don't know. A lot of good looking equipment on it, though. I opened it up right now. They got some really good equipment going on. All right, speaking of new equipment, let's go ahead and talk about John Deere. I seen this the other day and it popped up again, so I'm going to talk about it. So John Deere has introduced the V452M round baler. Are you listening there, Sugar Daddy? Intended for use on large-scale hay and forage operations. In addition to the new V452M, the VR and CR round baler models are receiving advanced features for heavy crop and silage conditions. The V452M and the broader VR and CR model updates are designed for more density, more productivity, and more actionable data, says Kayleen Balestros, I hope I said that right, marketing manager for John Deere. This update enhances our variable chamber and combination balers with features that support high volume silage and heavy crop conditions while complementing the proven performance of our 1 Series models. It's about giving our farmers and ranchers the right tools for their operation, whether they're baling 500 or 5,000 bales a year. According to this, the new V452M can produce bale sizes up to 5.5 feet in diameter, allowing for increased density capability, particularly for use in silage and high moisture crop settings. The bale chamber is 4 foot by 5 foot five wide with these three starting rows and two belt drive rows to provide consistent bale rotation. The baler can also produce silage bales up to 11.7 pounds per cubic foot, more dense soil or more dense storage, not soil. Sorry about that. The availability of the John Deere VM, VR, and CR balers will begin shipping in November of 2025. You know, speaking of John Deere, Cotton King went out and got him, what are those, 8XR tracks, or I don't even know what the numbers are there on those John Deere tracks. I know why he did this, not only so he could look good because he's got a track machine catching up with all of his neighbors around down there in Washtenaw County, but I think, I've given this a lot of thought, I think it's because the shop manager down there quit coming to see him. Oh, Tractor John, Larry. Larry the tractor guy quit coming to see him because his equipment wasn't big and brand new and low hours on it. And now I think he bought this tractor so he can get the shop manager to come out to his farm more often. We'll see how that works out. So I really think that's the truth. I'm not sure. Coming up tonight, you guys, we had Carrie on the show yesterday, Carrie McKinney. So Lone Star Gin is pleased to announce an important growers meeting scheduled for tonight at 6 p.m. at Keith Snayberger's barn, located at 2953 East County Road 1170. It's just 2.5-3 miles straight east of the south end of the runway there. It burns flat at the airbase. So anyway, this is a gathering will be a valuable opportunity for growers, partners, and community members to come together and hear updates on the future of Lone Star Gin. As many of you have already known, we're in the final stages of acquiring the Burns Flat Gin in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. This acquisition marks a major milestone for our organization, as it will allow us to expand our reach, increase efficiency, and continue to provide the level of service and precision ginning that our growers have come to expect. So that's coming up tonight. If you got any questions, you can call Carrie at 806-252-3251 or call the office there at Pampa, the Lone Star Gin, at 806-665-0677. Or get on Facebook. If you're on social media, get on Facebook, search for Lone Star Gin, and all that information's on there right there. All right, let's go ahead and take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Need to dig it? Then it's time to rent it. But call 811 first, and then head on over to DJ's Rentals and Sales and let their knowledgeable staff help you get it started. Whether it's a backhoe, a post-hole digger, a mini excavator, or a skid steer that you need to help make that job a little easier. You can find them all and more at DJ's Rentals and Sales, 911 South Main Street in Elk City. Text them on the text line at 580-799-7214. Find and follow them on Facebook. And don't forget to call 811 first.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, August 25th. 1,285 head were sold. 22 head of steers at 522 brought 487.50. 4 at 545 brought 425. 8 at 588 brought 400. 21 at 637 brought 385. 10 at 727 brought 366. 5 at 748 brought 365. 14 at 1,032 brought 300. 6 head of heifers at 498 brought 390. 5 at 556 brought 370. 13 at 647 brought 330. 34 at 687 brought 355. 66 at 729 brought 350. 48 at 870 brought 330. Butcher cows were 92 to 171. Butcher bulls brought 176 to 208. Bred cows were 1600 to 2450. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You gotta turn your button on. There we go. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? You must be on Verizon. All right, Hobart. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. 82, feels like 82, dew point 63, humidity's 55. The winds are out of the east, northeast at 7. 78 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 82 degrees, sunset at 8 o'clock. 95 today, 71 tonight, and breezy. And winds out of the north tomorrow at 82 degrees for a high tomorrow. I love to share this with you at Kirk Feeds. And Sarah, 2 weeks from today, between 3 and 4 o'clock, Stock My Pond Fish Truck will be there at Kirk Feed and Sarah on September the 18th. That's 2 weeks from today, from 3 to 4 p.m. So if you're wanting to stock your pond and got full over the summer for all the rain we got, that's your place to go. Just wanted to share that with you. Okay. Okay, I seen this from Rolling Plains Quail Research Foundation, an article they put out, and it says parasites in quail, cleaning the air. And I'm not even going to try to pronounce this doctor's number name. There's 15 letters in his last name. So we're just going to call him Doc Ryan. How's that? A recent social media debate has once again highlighted strong opinions within the quail hunting world. Oh my God, drama. Few topics in quail management have generated as much debate in recent years as parasites. Among scientists, hunters, and land managers, discussions have at times become polarized, with narratives ranging from parasites being insignificant to them, being the silver bullet solution to quail decline. Some voices even claim the efforts like Quail Guard are primarily motivated by profit, while others insist parasite treatments offer no real benefit. So if you don't know what Quail Guard is, Quail Guard is a feed that you can put out for quail that will help with the what we know is the eyeworm, is what they're saying. Let's see here. While others insist parasite treatments offer no real benefit at all, at the Rolling Plains Quail Research Foundation, we believe the truth lies somewhere more nuanced. Our position has always been clear. Habitat and weather remain the most important factors influencing quail populations. Amen. Habitat loss continues to be the leading cause of long-term quail decline. Without healthy rangelands, diverse plant communities, and adequate cover, no intervention can sustain quail populations over time. We have never claimed otherwise. That said, quail face multiple survival challenges each year, and parasites may play a role in tipping the scales against them. While we cannot control weather, and while restoring habitat requires a long-term commitment and stewardship, is it worth asking whether managing parasites' burdens could provide quail with an additional advantage? If reducing parasite loads can improve reproductive success and increase annual survival, then it may be one more tool to help sustain our beloved bird. As you guys all know, or the ones that don't know, you're fixing to hear this from me, is quail has everything, the bobwhite quail and the blue quail in Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle has everything against them. Snakes love their eggs. All kind of crazy animals love their eggs. Birds love, hawks and falcons love the live birds, and so does bobcats, so does coyotes, the whole nine yards. They got everything against them, and they got the hunter, and the hunter's out there. The hunters is not a big a factor. There's scientific data to back it up. Hunter is not that major of a plus against them. The average lifespan of a bobwhite quail in western Oklahoma that I know of for sure is anywhere from 12 to 18 months. And saving, not hunting the quail doesn't really do you any favors as long as you don't hunt the whole covey out. That's the number one goal, is not to hunt the whole covey out. So it won't hurt them. And so for this reason, Rolling Plains has invested in research to better understand the relationship between parasites and quail survival. Our work does not presume parasites are the cause of quail decline, nor the treatment of it. Rather, we seek to apply rigorous science to determine whether managing parasites can complement them deals. So there you have it. If you are out quail hunting, or you see a dead bird laying somewhere, pick it up, look at its eyes, and see if there's any parasites squirming around in their eyes or coming out of their eyes. And I know that sounds gross, but that's the way it is. If so, report it to your game warden or your local wildlife management or biologist in your area, whether you're in Texas or Oklahoma. Just report it. Hey, I just shot a quail and it's got some eyeworms in it. Just let them know. And they might want you to send it to them. And I know it's a lot of trouble, but it really helps out a lot if you could. Also coming up, guys, remember rattlesnake and dog encounters. They happen. I'm looking at a picture of looks like a little young Brittany with his nose swollen up as big as a softball. And we've had the experience with one of our griff dogs that he got bit in the face and in the neck. And his face was not quite as big as a basketball, but it was big. So there's good. So as the days cool down, dove season is underway and quail season just around the corner. Hunters are running their dogs more often, getting them in shape for the season, and retrievers are back in the field. Cooler temperatures don't mean snakes are gone. They remain active, and encounters are still possible. On August 26th, Nora, my five-month-old Brittany, was bitten in the nose by a rattlesnake. She had previously received the Red Rock Biologics vaccine. We didn't witness the strike, so it may have been 1 to 4 hours before we noticed the swelling. Despite the bite, Nora acted like her normal playful self aside from the swelling in her face. Even though she had been vaccinated and seemed fine, we decided to take her to the veterinarian and opt for the anti-venom treatment. We were in and out in an hour, and Nora remained active and in good spirits. Based on her mild reaction and quick recovery, I believe the vaccine significantly reduced the severity of her symptoms and ultimately saved us some money on vet bills. Yes, that's a big plus. And so people don't misunderstand. It's called the rattlesnake vaccines, snake bite vaccines, what we all call it. That's not the scientific name. If you get a chance, get your dogs, get them vaccinated with this, and it doesn't. This is a really good story. They went ahead and did the venom treatment and should. All that vaccination, I understand from vets, is it just gives you more time to get to the vet. That makes sense? It's not to prevent the venom from doing any damage. It just slows it down. And another thing that vets have told me is to make sure just keep your dog as calm as you can. Bringing them to the vet, and because a lot of times guys are 2 or 3 hours from a vet trying to out bird hunting and stuff, so be cautious with that. So that vaccine's only around $40, and the anti-venom treatment is around $500 to $1,000, but I won't hesitate to spend that on my dogs. So you talk about my mama, don't talk about my dogs. No, I'm kidding. But there's a, just get the vaccine for your dogs if you're a bird hunter, and give you a little extra time if they do get hit with them to get to the vet. That's the bottom line on the whole deal. What do you guys think? You like that? Yep, just talk to your vet about it. Your vet knows best, not Jimmy. But I just wanted to share that stuff with you. And also some development stories on the Mississippi. The river levels are not quite as low as they were last year, but the last 3 years they've been fairly low. I think they said they're about 8 foot higher around St. Louis, the river is, but it's still low, they're saying. And around Memphis, the river is 4.5 foot higher. So why am I talking about that? Because on the river, you get a lot of your fertilizer coming into Tulsa and stuff that you get delivered out here for the most part. Not all parts. But anyway, so you guys, just keep thinking something's going to jack the prices of fertilizer up because of this. I'll bet $50 on it today. Okay, guys, that's the end of the show. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma.